Today is December the 18th, 2012, and we are doing a message tonight entitled, What to Do in Case of an Attack. What to Do in the Case of an Attack. Have you ever felt like you have been attacked over and over and over again by the powers of darkness and they won't let up? Well, that's what we have experienced this last week. We're not going to go into all the details of how these attacks have taken place, but it seems like on every front we have been attacked. Mark has been attacked. I've been attacked. Rosette's been attacked. And it is as if a testing or a time of trial, or and we keep saying, well, if we can just make it through this time period, we will be all right. And then we look back at times in our life when we've had similar kinds of testing, and yes, God has been faithful and has brought us through those times. And so we look back, and that gives us courage to keep on going. We say, well, maybe the sun will come up tomorrow. Maybe we'll get arrested. Maybe these people that are on the attack will back off. You know, Satan can use anything he wants to, if God allows him, to come at us. Whether it's in business, whether it's our health, whether it's our health providers, whether it's people that we do business with, whatever. Sometimes it seems like the whole world is in synced against us. Now, we've said many times that the way to combat that is to go to the Psalm, because the Psalmist David was a warrior and constantly praying for God to intervene for him against his enemies, to bring his enemies down. Sometimes it gives us courage to pray those prayers that David prayed. Now, I want to read something that I really don't know the year that God gave this to me. It was in another period of my life when it was similar to the last 2 weeks. And again, this is called Let Not My Soul Slumber or Sleep. And I'm going to have Mark read this for me. And I want you to listen to the words of it.
Let not my soul slumber or sleep. Lord, let not my soul slumber or sleep when earthly trials press sore on my heart. Let the light of your presence so envelop my heart, my soul, and my mind. Take not your Holy Spirit from this unworthy child of grace. Forget not your precious Son, Jesus, who died as a perfect sacrifice in my place. When my spirit weeps for comfort and my brow is furrowed with fears, let me see the wounds of Jesus wipe away all of my tears. When darkness sweeps over me like a tidal wave so high, let your holy word bring me comfort, or I will surely die. Let me always be reminded that you are alive today and you have accomplished for your people what your word to them conveys. May I trust your mercies daily, that they are new every morning for me, and nothing but your blood can ever avail for me. Larry Phillips.
Well, Lord, let not my soul slumber or sleep. When earthly trials press sore on my heart. Have you ever had a situation in your life when it seemed like the earthly trials were close to breaking your heart? You cry out and ask God to let the light of His presence envelop your heart and your soul and your mind. And you pray as David, take not your Holy Spirit from me. We are unworthy of the grace that God has given us, and we pray that God would see His Son Jesus, who died as a perfect sacrifice in our place to cover all of our sins. And when our spirit weeps for comfort, and when our brow is furrowed with fears, we pray that God would let us see the wounds of Jesus and wipe away all of our tears. You ever had a situation when darkness sweeps over you and it seems like the tidal waves are so high? Well, at that point, you might want to pray that God would let His holy word bring you comfort, or you will surely die. We should always be reminded that He is alive today, and Christ has accomplished for His people what His word to them conveys. His word is true. We need to trust His mercies daily. They are new every morning, and nothing but your blood can ever avail for us. We need to. So when we're in the midst of these major onslaughts of Satan, we need to be reminded of these things. We need to be reminded that God is gracious, and He is merciful, and He is kind, and He is long-suffering to His people. And He has accomplished everything that He has stated in His Word. His Word cannot fail. And we can look back in the book of Job, and we can see what Job went through, and we can realize that if we're having a Job experience, you know, now let's look in the sixth chapter. Job answered and said, "Oh, that my grief were thoroughly weighed and my calamity laid in the balances together. For now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words are swallowed up. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me, the poison whereof drinketh up my spirit. The terrors of God do set themselves in array against me." He says even in the ninth verse, "Even that it would please God to destroy me, that He would let loose His hand and cut me off." He was at a very, very desolate time in his life. And then in the 13th chapter, Mark, I want you to read, he changed his tune, and he had a wonderful testimony here. I want you to read the verses 15 and 16.
"Though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him, but I will maintain mine own ways before Him. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite shall not come before Him."
Yeah. "Though He slay me, yet will I trust Him." That's the position we need to take. He shall be our salvation. He shall be our salvation. And he says in the 19th chapter of Job, Mark, we're back there, and read number 25 and number 26 of chapter 19.
"For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that He shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God."
What a tremendous testimony that Job gives there. And I'm glad to know that God so worked in the heart of Job, gave him His grace. And, you know, Job, like all of us, repented in dust and ashes. And 42nd chapter, Mark, I want you to read verses 1 through 3.
But Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he to hide the counsel of thy mouth? Therefore, have I ever that I understood not things too wonderful for me, which I knew not.
You know, when the Lord answered Job, Job had the right response. In the 40th chapter of Job, it says, moreover, verse 1, the Lord answered Job and said, shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him, he that reproveth God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. That's what we need to do when we come to a point where we are not understanding everything that's going on in our life. Sometimes we have to lay our hand upon our mouth and not say anything. Sometimes it's good not to say anything to your enemies. They'll destroy their own selves by their mouths. And God will reprove them. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. So tonight, be encouraged if you're going through a time of sorrow and testing and trials, and realize that God is still on the throne and he still avenges for his own, and that he, our Redeemer, lives, and he will stand one day on this earth, and he will never leave us or forsake us. Underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. Dear Lord, we pray that you would take this short message and use it for your glory. We pray in Christ's name.